Baloney exile. My cafeteria strategy has changed since I have no friends in the known universe. First off, I don't go through the line for anything to avoid that vulnerable moment of coming out into the lunchroom, that moment when every head lifts and evaluates friend, enemy, or loser. So I brown bag it. I had to write a note to my mother asking her to buy lunch bags, bologna, and little containers of applesauce. The note made her happy. She came home from the store with all kinds of junk food I could take. Maybe I should start talking to them, maybe a little bit. But what if I say the wrong thing? Bologna girl, that's me. I try to read while eating alone, but the noise gets between my eyes and the page and I can't see through it. I observe. I pretend I'm a scientist, on the outside looking in, the way Ms. Keene describes her days watching rats get lost in mazes. The Marthas don't look lost. They sit in formation, a new girl in my old seat, a sophomore who just moved here from Oregon. Her clothes have a dangerously high percentage of polyester. She needs to get that taken care of. They nibble carrot sticks and olives, spread pate onto stone-ground wheat crackers, and trade bites of goat cheese. Meg and Emily and Heather